that again. You guys use them however you want, Governor. And the bill's about $4 million a month, Kevin. And so he just renewed that. The president renewed that, but he said, hey, guess what? You know, you guys got to come up with a 25% match. I just can't keep paying for the National Guard ad infinitum, footing the whole bill and relying upon you guys to do great stuff. And by the way, General Barry and his folks, great job. We need them out there. But it's like, well, Jesus, now I got to pay $1 million a month out of the almost $4 million? And we know that number because we've been in touch with the Guard. It's like, hey, you know, as we're trying to craft this new thing, wouldn't it be nice to know exactly what has worked, what hasn't worked, what needs tweaking, whatever? So when you say 600, 400, it's like, you know what? 400 added to the regular benefits is something that, quite frankly, that's a question that our tax base needs to answer. Can you employ people at the regular benefit thing? Well, by the way, the special session of the legislature tweaked some of that. So you're sitting there trying to go, well, where does that put you at right now? Because, Kevin, if it's still more lucrative to be unemployed on an individual basis than it is to be employed, what do you think people are going to pick?
They are going to stay home. Congressman, it is always good to visit with you. We're flat out of time. Thank you so much for spending a half hour with us. I really appreciate it. And am I right? You're on a 24-hour notice. You got a go bag ready to go?
Yeah, yes. The answer to your question is yes. And so I'm going back next week anyhow because I've got some things we're trying to get across the finish line. Because January 31st, the 117th Congress is over, Kevin.
Oh, I know.
And so you got it. So there's some bills that are close to the finish line that are not, you know, sexy, violent things that you want to see on TV, but they're important things for Nevada. So we're going to make sure that we're working them until the last dog's hung. Or they're going to carry us out on our shield trying. So
there you go. Congressman, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, my friend. We'll
you
talk
too,
again
sir.
Soon. You be safe.
You too. Bye-bye.
There you go. Congressman Mark Amaday joining us as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Tuesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
At 5:32, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, there is a crash. It's in the left turn lane there, Decatur northbound at the 95 interchange. You're going to want to stay to the right there. Also, some beltway slowing right now, 215 eastbound at St. Rose, some lane restrictions through there. 215 westbound at Eastern, eastbound 215 at Valley Verde. You'll touch the brakes working through there. You're backed up 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange, and that's affecting the transition from 15 north to go 515 east. And road work continues on Boulder Highway southbound between Warm Springs and Water Street in Henderson.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, Boomer Naturals presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ. Baseball Monday, the Padres edge the Dodgers 2-1. Eric Hosmer singling home the go-ahead run with two outs in the sixth. The Angels with a 10-9 win over the A's. Mike Trout with a pair of homers, including the decisive tie-breaking shot in the eighth. Trout hitting .357 with five homers and nine RBI in seven games since returning to the lineup. The Astros nipped the Giants 6-4. Lance McCullers tossed seven scoreless innings. The Lakers beat the Nuggets 124-121 last night. Anthony Davis with 27 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. The Clippers getting set for Wednesday's matchup against Denver. The Suns remain unbeaten in the bubble. 128-101 the final over the Thunder on Monday. They're 6-0 since the restart and still within reach of a playoff berth. Boomer Naturals, your source for three-layer protective face masks. Breathable protection for adults and kids. Save 20% with promo code SPORTS at BoomerNaturals.com. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, Talk Radio Done Right.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Third floor study hall.
First floor homeroom.
My dining room table.
Wherever school happens for you this year, Staples has everything from notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to face masks. Now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase of hand sanitizer, masks, and other PPE products. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon.
In front of the TV.
No chance, kiddo.
Staples. Shop in-store or pick up curbside. Ends 8/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
5:36 on this Tuesday afternoon. Good to have you with us. This hour of Live and Local is brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. This has been a weird day. You've got the President of the United States, who now knows who the vice presidential nominee will be on the other side. So it'll be Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And this is one I don't understand. This does not make sense. It doesn't help Biden at all. Now, I will simply tell you that one of the things we've been talking about, and we talked about it with Mark Amaday, and that is this stimulus package. Congressmen like Mark Amaday are back at home. They're waiting on a 24-hour recall. They are expected to be to have a go bag ready and within 24 hours be back ready to vote on a stimulus bill. I don't know that it's going to happen. I think we may be stuck with the executive action that's out there that the president signed, the 4 of them that he signed over the weekend. And that may be what we end up with. Now, let's go to cut 4. Because Kellyanne Conway said the president is open to negotiation. I don't understand how this comes up, that the president's being recalcitrant in any way, shape, or form, and that he's closing off negotiations with these. And even he said, upon signing the executive actions, hey, I'm, you know, if they want to talk, they know where we are. They know where I live. They know where I work. This is cut 4. This is Kellyanne Conway this morning on Fox and Friends with Brian Kilmeade. Here it is.
The Washington Post reports today the White House officials, that might be you, believe that President Trump has gained leverage with his executive actions. Does that mean that Democrats have to reach out to the White House in order to resume talks, or might the White House and leadership reach out to Democrats?
It can go either way, but we've never stopped talking. The president said yesterday they have his phone number. They know where he lives and works. Also, we have our chief negotiators still very much in the game, involved in the game. And I think what the president did this weekend showed America 2 big things. Number one is, in the absence of congressional leadership and action, this president will always step into the breach. And number two, what the president did is he basically told America, when you look at your monthly bills, I'm trying to help you stay in your homes or your apartments through the non-eviction notices, the non-eviction relief. Also, get a couple extra, get some more money for the $400 plus on top of whatever you're already receiving, so it can help you with food or medicines or meet other household expenses. And also, the president gave relief for the rest of 2020, ladies and gentlemen, for student loan payments. That forbearance will help so many people who are staring at different bills every month and saying, I can't meet my basic expenses, I can't sleep at night. He's giving relief on his own. And you know what the Democrats did and their friends in the media, yet I repeat myself, they attacked it. Oh, this can't be, and you didn't do well. Congress, step up, step in. I notice a number of those leaders, quote unquote, very generous of me, in Congress are speaking at the Democratic convention. Maybe Chuck Schumer can use his convention speech next week to announce that he has a relief package with the Republicans, with the White House. That would be a much better use of his time than whatever invective they're going to hurl at the president. But let's get this done for the American people. The president is ready to sign it.
I love that. Then let's do it. But it doesn't happen when members of Congress are back in district on 24-hour notice. That's not the way it works. More coming up. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. Kamala Harris is the vice presidential nominee of the Democrat Party. And I want to find out where you are. I happen to think it was a pick that doesn't excite anybody. I know that there's a big razzmatazz going on right now and kind of a love fest. But eventually, I'm going to make a prediction. Somebody is going to come up with, and it's probably going to be somebody from the far, far left, that she is not authentically African-American. She didn't march with Dr. King. She grew up in a lily white environment, which she did, by the way. And then she went to a black college in a black community, predominantly black community, and her whole perspective changed. But she didn't grow up that way. Anyway, we'll talk about that. And in fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to find out what you think of this pick by Joe Biden. To me, it is symptomatic of what's wrong with the Biden campaign and why I think this could be a blowout. And that instead of 63 million, the president would end up getting 73 million. And it could get very, very ugly along the way. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. Here's that number again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. When you dial in, you're going to talk to Gentleman Jim Dallas, a guy you've known in this community for a long, long time. And one of the things that I want you to do, let him know you're a first-time caller. Because we love first-time callers. They bring a perspective that you just don't get. So just let Jim know that you're a first-time caller. He will whisper it in my ear. I will blab it to everybody. We'll give you some extra love. We might even move you up in order. We'll do all of that. Again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Complex problems and complex solutions.
There's no simple kind of knee-jerk, one-liner response to this kind of challenge.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battleborn Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767. Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us this hour, brought to you by SRT Special Services. In the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Now, if your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call this number right now. They're waiting for your call. 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. SRT Special Services. Lewis, you're up next, and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm glad you called. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kevin. Well, it's going to get real interesting from this point forward. The pandering is going to be something else, I tell you. I don't think she was a good pick, quite simply because her record as a attorney general in California is not very good. The fact that she can talk loud and over people, I guess that makes her a strong woman. I don't know, Kevin. I don't think it's a good pick. I'm offended. As a Mexican man, I'm offended that she was solely chosen because she was a black woman. And how does that make her look when she accused Joe Biden of being racist and now she's on his ticket?
And by the way, why not an Hispanic? Why not an Hispanic woman, an Hispanic man? Whatever happened to Dr. King? No, in
fact, what about disqualification?
Yeah. Good point.
That's. I mean, you're telling me that's the best the Democrats could come up with after 4 years of Donald Trump?
Yeah, it's
they're sinking their own ship.
Well, can I tell you the ship is like tilted down already, and this may be that final nail in the coffin, whatever you want to call it. Lewis, thanks, man.
Thanks.
There you go. We'll see. Let's see what you think. Because you may disagree with Lewis and disagree with me. I think this ship has been going down from day one. If you notice the latest Rasmussen polls, the president's doing great, up around 50%. And I think the president's going to win. I think he's going to win big. And I think 63 million is going to become 73 million or thereabouts. If the Democrats don't try and steal the election via the mail-in ballot and ballot harvesting. You know, ballot harvesting, it used to be a felony in this state, now is like fine and dandy. It makes no sense at all. When we come back, I want you to hear just a snippet of an oral argument. The Michael Flynn rehearing before the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, instead of just three judges hearing it, the entire en banc, as they call it, the entire court ends up hearing it. They had oral arguments today, and it was interesting. You learn a little bit more about this case and how bizarre it was going against Michael Flynn. It was horrible. We'll get to that and a lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline and, more importantly, negative ions plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, fungus. Hello, sandals.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Real Water. Quench your thirst, hydrate yourself like never before. Order your Real Water today. And just for my listeners, that means you, you can get free shipping and handling. Call 855-WTR. That's 1-855-WTR. Call right now. That's 1-855-WTR. This is Judge Sayuro Rao. She is on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. She was on with the attorney for Judge Emmett Sullivan, Beth Wilkinson. And this is the rehearing of the Michael Flynn case that should never, ever, ever have happened. Here it is.
I mean, I think it's not surprising that it's so unusual that there are virtually no cases in which a district judge has appeared in this posture. I think the government found only one case, and rehearing was denied. So what exactly is being vindicated here? I mean, maybe you can help me understand that.
Well, first, there are cases, Your Honor, where district courts have moved for cert at the Supreme Court and review there and either been granted or denied. And the judge has not been seen as a participant nor, reassigned when the case went back to the district court. There's not a vindication of any right. The panel made its decision with three able judges, and now the respondent is asking for all 10 judges in this court to reconsider and to review and make its decision again on what the law should be in this circuit. It's the same posture he was in front of three judges. Most respectfully, we're just now arguing in front of 10 judges, and you all will make that decision, but he doesn't have a interest. We made a suggestion, like I said, consistent with Western Pacific, which has been clear for 70 years, that doesn't mean that the judge or anyone else is a litigant or a party. It's that if you can make a suggestion to the court for something they can do themselves, which you can do yourselves, and in essence did by voting to accept this petition, then all he's interested in is that the 10 of you decide whether mandamus is appropriate or not.
So can district judges in other cases, not mandamus cases, simply file briefs suggesting that we reconsider cases en banc where we disagree with the district court's ruling below?
In cases where the circuit has not made them a respondent, I doubt that would be appropriate. But this is a very unique situation where the court was ordered to defend its judgment below, which was a process, not a decision. It was ordered to say, explain why it was doing what it was doing.
I find it fascinating that they had to go through this today, and Michael Flynn is still facing the possibility of a rehearing. And it's absolutely wrong. And the prosecution doesn't want to go forward. Should there be another hearing and the prosecution just not show up? That makes no sense at all. That's going to just about do it today. Tomorrow is Wednesday, and on Hump Day, we get a little fired up. No, we do. Wednesdays are always a good day on this program because we're joined by Chuck Muth. I wonder what he'll think of Kamala Harris and all this stuff that is swirling around us. You want to talk about chaos? We got chaos, man. I'm waiting for the sounds of silence. I'm waiting for Bridge Over Troubled Waters. No, it's just weird what's going on today. And now we know who the vice presidential nominee of Joe Biden's going to be. Sleepy Joe Biden. That's going to do it today. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night, would you please? Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. adhering to the regulations, and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com.